This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission,
you are
the resistance.
You are the resistance.
Taking live to the Central Texas Command Center, it's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
And if they want a physical fight, be prepared that.
Don't believe
New World Order is really going to get its ass handed to it. Every EU nation is now starting to pull out of the EU. Every global government program is now running into brick walls because the public became aware. And once the public becomes aware, there's no putting that genie back in the bottle. There's no walking it back. There's no turning it around. Does that mean we've got some utopia? No. We won't have globalists manipulating us against ourselves consciously with a philosophy of evil. Because the people running this aren't just sociopaths and psychopaths. Many of the top ones admit this. They have a philosophy, and it is to hurt you. It is to kill you. That's what their plan is. And look at everything they do. Because if you're going to have to do this to take over, why not enjoy your work? Garrett in the great state of Texas, now under FEMA control in Region 6. Garrett from Region 6, welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to make one really, really fast point about that last call. The person who owns the company that owns these voting machines is the board of directors. He is also the chairman of the George Soros company, Open Society Foundation.
Yeah. No, 16% of the voting machines are openly owned by Soros, and then he's got connections to four or five other big companies. Go ahead.
If your area uses these, overwhelm your county with calls demanding a normal paper ballot. Okay.
Well, by the way, Texas and other states have already set up, it's reported, hotlines because there's so much interest in election fraud now. This is good. We're waking up to it. That's the first step in the victory.
Yes, exactly. About the debate, Hillary, everyone knows this now, which is wonderful. It doesn't matter how many condescending little liberal head shakes she gives about
Oh, yeah, they're all there to make you think you have no power, that you're the only one. Even though she just got 500 calls, they want to make you feel alone.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what she does. She knows. They know that she wants to start war with Russia. They know that she wants to bankrupt the economy. And she knows that she's going to lose. And in fact, in the WikiLeaks emails today, it talks about, let's see, what was it? It says, if we lose badly, maybe we should just return the money to the banks. They know that they're going to lose. We need to keep hitting her and hitting her and hitting her. We need to demand for open elections, free elections. Law enforcement needs to get involved. People need to be outside voting booths with cameras. Everyone knows that it's rigged.
This is a revolution against people that took our country over. We're taking it back. Does that mean we're perfect? Does that mean the Republican Party's good? No, they're horrible. But this is a real insurrection through Donald Trump, through the Liberty Movement. That's why he is now our figurehead. No matter what they dig up or make up, we've got to understand they're the organized evil. We've got to back Trump as our battering ram to ram down the door. And we're going to be in a bigger fight after that. But this is the animating contest. The more we fight, the stronger we get, the weaker they get. We have the moral high ground. That's why they're so scared. That's why they say, give up, you can't win. Because the more we fight, the stronger we get, brother. And we've now reached a level where we're like a titan compared to them. We just don't know it yet. It's like this giant titan has this little rat that's intimidated into a corner. But 10% of the titan's already awake. And when that titan fully powers up, it's over. The giant is awakening. Great points, Garrett. All right, more calls coming up. And the lady one of the folks that held up one of the signs saying Bill Clinton's a rapist. She's joining us straight ahead. We're going to have to end that contest now because $100,000 is about to be paid out. But folks need to keep doing it, keep taking action. We could do one, though, a contest on her and the Haiti situation or mutilating women.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to continue with your phone calls here, and riding shotgun with us is Michael Gale, who... was one of the 100 people or so now that have gone up with the Bill Clinton's a rapist and gotten on national TV with the audio. And I want to continue to have more of these folks on. We have almost completed mailing out $100,000 in checks. This is different from what the Clintons have been caught doing with WikiLeaks and with Project Veritas, because we never called for violence. Obviously, I checked with lawyers first, but I already knew I was right. And they said yes. But again, it was a nonviolent, legal, lawful area. You're invited in. You don't trespass. You don't get on the stage unless you're invited on, which some people did get invited up behind Hillary, and then it happened. And then you simply, if you believe this, which they've settled cases, you say Bill Clinton's a rapist, or Bill Clinton should be investigated for rape, or the media is covering up rape, and then get the Bill Clinton rape shirt out there. Obviously, we're not going to pay the $100,000 out selling the rape shirt. I don't think we've made that just even in gross in the 3 months we've been selling it. But you can buy that shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. I did it out of frustration, knowing they're sending people, even before it came out. Notice it came out a few weeks later. to these rallies to disrupt. We have sources in Chicago, the police, and others. It's now been confirmed. In fact, it was confirmed back in July, but more of it's been confirmed, including wanting to get women beaten up so that they could blame folks. So I said, hey, two can fight at this game. He has settled rape cases. He has this long string of it. This is real with him. This isn't made up stuff like with Trump. I mean, we've looked into it. Most of the women's families have gone public saying she loves Trump. She asked Trump out, or she wanted Trump to come to the, you know, her restaurant 2 months ago. So you've got that going on. And so I'm watching all this happen, and I'm realizing we've got to expose the fact that this is happening. So if citizens agree with me that he needs to be exposed and this is hypocrisy, go take over live TV when they shoot these things in public. And within, it was like 16 hours later, that was a Friday afternoon of the show, Saturday morning, the Saturday edition of Fox and Friends with Tucker Carlson, boom, a guy, you know, stands up with Bill Clinton's a rapist shirt, gets it out, and that individual got $5,000. And I did it to reward folks for taking action and to make it exciting and to give it attention and to put my John Hancock on it. I'm Alex Jones. I just paid out $100,000. That's what I do with the money we make to fight the New World Order. I build studios. I send crews out. We take action. We have undercover journalists. We support other independent journalists like James O'Keefe. We're in this together. So listeners, when you buy the books, when you buy the videos, when you buy the high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the most effective, no one can deny it, other than DrudgeReport.com, we are the most effective media outlet. And we're not trying to act cool and read off teleprompters. We're here to change the narrative. We're here to shake people up. We're here to get people out of their trance. I know I'm going to be made fun of. I know I'm going to be demonized. But everybody knows about Bilderberg Group and the Private Federal Reserve and the New World Order and the shadow government and the government drug dealing and all the corruption's out and you're losing, you're failing, even though there are probably, let's not exaggerate, 10, 15 national news reports against me every night, making stuff up, twisting things. Hillary Clinton's running TV ads, you know, attacking me and Trump. It's not working, but they're in this one-dimensional attack pattern, not even two-dimensional or three-dimensional. They don't get it. They're discredited. They have 6% trust rate, the AP reports in their own study. So you're hated. When you attack me, it makes me a legend, fool. Now, I know they got the Justice Department, and you heard James O'Keefe saying he talked to national journalists that have been told the Justice Department will arrest you. And, folks, they can dig something up. They can make something up. The difference is I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it or whatever happens, but fill your hand, like they say in True Grit. I mean, at a certain point, you got to commit to something. Because I know the road we're going down, if we don't stand up, is destruction. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But more importantly, spread the videos, the articles, the information. They want it censored. They want it controlled. They don't want you to know what's going on. They don't want others to know what's happening. Now, Michael Gale, SkyMaidenNews.com, or SkyMaidenNews.com, Twitter.com, /, and we'll put all that on screen for folks. It's got to be over 100 people that have done this. That's why we have to stop the contest now because, I mean, I obviously can't go over that budget. We don't really even have that money, but we'll make it. Don't worry. Thanks for your support. Even though it isn't there, we sent it out. I mean, we had the money in the bank, but the point is it wasn't budgeted already. I just did it. I want to do another contest. We should have a whole discussion about what could that be, but maybe smaller prizes to take over the media and just show people the power they have. I mean, we can call for people to go do something else and it'll happen too without the money. It's just for some reason that seems to supercharge it. Talking to Michael Gale, first let's play the clip of what happened. Here it is.
People still can't pay basic expenses, and too many people are worried about whether there's going to be a future and their kids can have the same upward mobility they felt they had. I know that. I know that. That's what it ought to be about. After we have an economy that works for everybody, after we make sure everybody gets a chance to participate, after we help families succeed in the most important job of any society, raising children, and succeed at work, how can we live together with all of our diversity so we can all rise together?
This was all in the first week. This has now been going on 3 weeks, and it's bigger than ever now. I'm told it's in the news. Clinton is flipping out. Hillary can't stand it. This is an example of human action taking over the mainstream media. If tyranny accelerates, everyone should start doing this on local news, county commissioner courts, you name it, just everywhere you come in. They've hijacked our country. They've hijacked our world. They're lockstep taking orders from foreign corporations that control the White House. We're taking the country back in information war. So, great job. Want to salute you. Tell us about why you did this in Canton, Ohio, at the Bill Clinton rally, and you know what spurred you to do this. You have a lot of courage. We want to salute you.
Thank you. Well, actually, I'm about truth, and I think we are so starved for truth right now in America, and so much reality is coming at us right now. I was reading, just want to show you real quick, Maxims of Law. Some people have forgotten about them, or they are stashed away somewhere where people can't read them. But I read, he who does not freely speak the truth is a betrayer of the truth. So I am very committed. I'm really big on sovereignty and protecting my sovereignty. And I just, like you, Alex, you're doing an awesome job, and you're putting yourself out there so much. And I have to tell you, I listened to an audiobook of Donald Trump. And he said, you know, sometimes you just have to put yourself out there. And that kept ringing through my mind and ringing through my mind. And then you came to mind, and you, I've heard you for a long time, and you said, I'm all in. I'm all in. And that kept ringing in my mind. And I thought, you know what? It's time for all of us to take that little bit of action to get America back on track.
Well, you did it, and again, you were one of the first to do it. It's now happened sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a day. It's still in the news. The media is trying to block it. People are calling in on C-SPAN saying it. I mean, I wanted to cause a chain reaction. It's happened, and I think thanks to you and others taking action, that chain reaction is now taking place.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's good because people are getting involved. People are recognizing that we're in a peaceful fight together to save this country. And I just want to mention, too, to you, I was watching you last night during the debate, and it was like you were just banging your head up against the wall listening to Hillary Clinton. And two things about that. The biggest victim is the most masterful at manipulation. And this is what we see. And the other thing is you can't have a conversation, a normal, healthy conversation, when somebody is completely lunatic or delusional. When they're in this delusional thinking, they don't know truth. They can't speak the truth.
Well, that's what I see in the eyes of Donna Brazil when she's denying that she's in the WikiLeaks. When CNN confirms it with pre-debate questions, she's just shaking her head saying, no, it isn't true. She's totally delusional. You can see it's like a form of mental illness.
Yes. Oh, it definitely is. It is a definite mental illness. And this is why when people are a little bit more healthy and they're trying to have these conversations, it doesn't work. And I know what people, I know that people know what I'm talking about because they're out there trying to talk to their friends or certain people. And they're like, I can't get through to them.
Yeah, their mind's already made up and they're in their own world.
Yes.
I mean, Hillary is a real monster. I mean, if somebody wrote a novel about a fictional character like her, I wouldn't believe it because there's such criminal energy. She does so much bad.
Well, she can't help it. It's just in her blood. It's just natural for her. She's been doing it for years. And as you can see through history and news of both of them, it's like a constant cover-up, cover-up, cover-up. And they're lying in so many ways and so many subjects, but yet it's really most important to recognize cover-up. It's all about the cover-up. And, you know, I wanted to say there was a small clip with Hillary Clinton, and I saw that probably about 2 weeks ago, where she says that she chose the emails that went to the FBI. And I wish I could quote you where I saw that, but I go through a ton of media all the time, constantly.
No, I remember.
And she said she chose the emails. The other thing I wanted to bring up to you, actually, it says, I went online and I looked this up. How to avoid going to jail under 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 for lying to government agents. And I read and read and read. And as I read through this, something stuck out to me. And it said, basically, it depends on the person and what jurisdiction they are within. So that's the question. What jurisdiction is Hillary Clinton standing in?
That's right. Well, she thinks she's in this global government diplomatic class that's above the law. That's what globalism is. I want to have Michael Gale back up again for a longer interview, or definitely on the Nightly News. Really smart person. Amazing. Sky Made News. It's a cool name. SkyMadeNews.com. Another great activist taking action. God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more calls and Larry Nichols.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Revelation, the movie.info. Chuck Undersea made two films the last 5-6 years, put everything he had into it. Retired Army colonel. He got out of the Army and went and shot big TV commercials and stuff in Hollywood. And then put everything he had into these films, Way of America. It's really a powerful film. He's not paying me to plug this right now. He is a sponsor. I just heard the ad for it, and I just really wanted it to be successful now on DVD. A lot of folks have screenings. He wants people to rent theaters and show it. Will you save the world by yourself doing this? No, but the resistance and that spirit will. Revelationthemovie.info. Again, so important to help get this film out. It's up to you folks to take action, and it's fun to do, so let's do it together. Charlie Daniels, General Boykin, myself, and many others. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Joe in New York. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. I have two fast points. When Hillary brings up these Russian comments aimed at Trump, why doesn't he bring up the 20% of our uranium deal that she brokered? And that would really just kind of turn the tides on her and just squash that whole line of thinking.
I know. I mean, listen, I give him an A-plus for having courage, being in the arena and getting some good zingers on her, but he missed. I mean, I would have torn the living hell out of her. So would have you, probably. I mean, it was just on every front, he had her. I mean, like, how dare you bring up women again? You stay in the same hotel room with Uma Abedin, whose mother is a genital mutilation queen, literally, the head woman pushing it worldwide. You get 100 plus million from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who are the most abusive women in the world, who throw gays off buildings. And he did get to some of that. So, I mean, it's just she's so monstrous, it would take 50 hours to list our crimes out. Imagine, like, if God was, like, or the archangels reading out her crimes. I mean, how long the scroll would be? I mean, can you imagine that just, like, if I'd done one of these things she'd done, I couldn't live. I mean, I just would be, and she just loves it. She's just fun for her. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm checking my information. Breitbart article, 25th of July of this year. Bill Clinton actually received a phone call of thanks from Vladimir Putin, about the Uranium One deal.
Hillary met in secret, it's come out in the WikiLeaks, with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Well, another point I wanted to make is, Trump is bad-mouthing, Syria, and, it's just Assad, and it makes me wonder what he's being fed, or I'm sure he knows exactly what's going on there. Is that because he's afraid of alienating some of the voter base?
Look. Most Americans just think Middle East evil, bad. Assad's a bad guy. Okay, bad guy. But, you know, we shouldn't be backing ISIS. That way he just covers all bases. It's kind of like saying, yeah, Saddam's a bad guy, but we shouldn't overthrow him. Well, no, the CIA trained him. He was a commando. He tried to kill the president, got injured, came back. They sent him in. They sent him as the head of the security. I won't go into the whole history. But the point is Saddam was set up by the West. So the truth is, compared to other people, Saddam Hussein was an angel. But he doesn't want to say that because they can twist it, and he knows the public isn't educated. So, yeah, that's exactly what Trump's doing. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. About 2.5 minutes to break. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Ohio. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Rob Dew was going to have me on last night because I disrupted Obama's rally in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, there's a lot of the folks that have been going to the rallies and talking about rape that we've been trying to get on or lost in the mix. So I thought you might be one of those folks that fell through the cracks, Dan. We want to set you up. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. I went to the rally. It was difficult to get in there. It was like a cult-like atmosphere, and I couldn't get a bullhorn. But I stood up on a metal railing and held up a photo, color photocopy of Trump. Or Bill Clinton is a rapist.
I remember that. Great job. In fact, we need to set you up as a guest. I'm sorry you fell through the cracks. Can we put you on hold and then give your number to Rob Dew, or have you talked to Rob?
I tried to talk to Rob. We went back and forth in text, and he ran out of time to get me on.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. He's been running around. You know about chicken with a head cut off. That guy's up until 4 in the morning a lot of nights, which is fine. He's getting a lot done, but he's getting a little bit crazy-eyed, which is, we're totally honest, so do I. So dude needs to relax a little bit. So I'm sorry if all of the cracks, but he's now become Grumpy Dew lately. They have a nickname. It's called Dusifer around here. So Dusifer needs to get some rest. But yes, sir, we've got your number. We'll get you set up, okay?
I think your next contest should be a citizen's arrest Hillary. Let people try to put a citizen's arrest on her and put her in jail.
Well, that's a total genius idea, but then they would claim that I was trying to get people to be law enforcement or they could get hurt. Then they'd claim that I was racketeering, which it wouldn't be. If someone individually believed that they were doing a serious citizen's arrest, they could try it, but it couldn't be for a contest. But it's another great idea. We'll talk soon, Dan. I'm getting you on because I remember that video. I want you on. Thank you. Let's get his number, take it off his plate. Poor dude was running around here last night. We ran that big live 13-hour transmission with almost no glitches. So much better than mainstream media. And Rob dude was in the middle of it like an octopus getting so much stuff done. But now he looks a little like a little wet cat. So I get like that too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue with your phone calls, Mike in Idaho and many others, but the fact that Trump is calling out the fraud has got them in a conniption fit. They're running another hoax that no one's ever done this in history. We've already played clips of them contesting the election, 2000, the Supreme Court, all the latest clips. But today I'm going to shoot a big video that we're going to put out tonight and tomorrow that just proves the media is lying, you know, about Trump and the staged election. That is just, it's incredible how dumb they think you are. But we got them with Project Veritas and Trump bringing it up last night. It was amazing. And Trump bringing up the fact that they know they sent people to disrupt his rallies. That was in the WikiLeaks before, but now more has come out, and we have video of them. I love how investigative journalists are just backing up the WikiLeaks by going to the very people. They send good-looking women. That's how they do it. O'Keefe really upped his game the last 2 years. He started getting advised by former CIA and FBI folks who are just fed up. I don't think you really need to have the CIA advise you to use hot chicks to infiltrate. I think everybody's known that for hundreds of years, but these guys sit there and brag their butts off. And we've got a bunch of Hillary clips we're going to be playing as well. Larry Nichols is going to ride shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. And then we've got Anthony Cumia taking over about 8 after. Always great to have him co-hosting the show at least every 2 weeks with his big syndicated broadcast, kind of getting all that synergy going together. Just briefly before we go to Larry Nichols, Solutions from Science, solar generator system. They got a bunch of products, but they always come up with the latest solar generators, the highest quality, the lowest prices. It's a good deal of $6,000. I bought one from them like 10 years ago, you know, earlier generation, obviously, for like $4,000, and I got the discount. Well, now, because of miniaturization and everything getting cheaper, they can do it because they're doing this at cost or below cost. It's a loss leader for $1,500. So they got a lot of other amazing systems as well. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com. And get yours before they're gone. Again, this is their top-of-the-line model, the one that I use at my house. I bought two of these. I've got three. I got one 10 years ago and then two the last 2 years. Solutions for Science is one of my oldest sponsors, and they're selling some of their Perfect Power solar generators. That's the one that's below cost. Check it out at PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com. And then finally, free shipping ends today on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, whether it's BioTrue Selenium or whether it is the Living Defense that's back in stock, for 25% off on BrainForce. These are, I go to the top organic producers in the country. I have three of them. Contractually, two of the biggest ones supply Whole Foods and everybody else, and they're some of the biggest companies. They don't want to be listed, and I get it, and we honor that because we're so controversial. But half our products are made by Group, roughly. He advises on the others. And I go and I say, I want what your scientists think is the most ridiculously good formula at the lowest price. And they go, wow, we love you. Other people don't do this. And you know, those companies will have a few things that are really great. We private label whatever. They got something that's 30 years, bestseller, absolutely known by everybody the best. We private label it, same bottle, different label. Boom. Sell it, you know, 20% lower. That's what we do. We don't have that model of, you know, 7 times markups. It's a 100% markup. Now, we do 25% off on BrainForce. We're not even making 30% on that. And sometimes we sell colloidal silver at cost. So it's all there. InfoWarsLive.com. Your purchase makes it all happen, funding this operation. They hate we have our own model. They hate we fund ourselves. They got articles out every day. He sells snake oil. If you think BioPQQ bought from Mitsubishi America is snake oil, I got to punch ain't to land right square on your nose. This is badass stuff, okay? If you don't think OxyPower will rock your world, try it and see. If you don't think iodine deficiency is a huge deal, research it. IQs went up 15% when the Fed started putting a little bit of it in salt in the 30s. Then they pulled it out in the 80s. Just Google. IQs explode when you don't have an iodine deficiency. Most people are dying without it. We got the purest form there is. I mean, this is what I take every day. I look like a hippopotamus 5 years ago. I work out less than I did then. And I'm healthier because I had all these deficiencies. Anyways, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Larry Nichols, appreciate you popping in 2 days in a row. Larry, what do you think of the debate last night? I don't think he did as good as in the last one. Everybody else seems to think he did the best ever. But he did land some really good, solid punches on Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Well, I'm like you, Alex. I had hoped for, obviously, a more aggressive, straight to the American people, and he didn't, so that was disappointing. However, he got a couple of things in. Number one, I was just with a group of people, and they were talking about he is the first candidate that they've ever seen, maybe he's the first that's ever done it, that literally came out in a debate and stood up for the rights of the unborn child.
He did it
the way he did.
He delivers.
He delivered. That was impressive. Now, the thing that I wish he would do, and maybe he can still do it, I wish he would, when Hillary deflected the WikiLeaks straight from WikiLeaks, didn't
I'd have hit her with, what are you doing getting 35 mil to give our uranium up, you damn traitor?
That's right. I would have done that. But there's another thing that everybody's overlooking, Alex, on Russia and WikiLeaks. She said she had 17 leading, you know, members of the CIA, all these different groups. She doesn't. She doesn't. If she did, they would be doing investigations.
It wasn't even true. I know. She just made that up.
But here's the thing Trump ought to say. If they've got proof that Russia is doing this tapping, Where is one complaint filed to the UN Security Council? Where is it? Where is it? There has never been.
That's what you're supposed to do. They don't want an investigation.
No. Well,
you know, Benny doesn't want to give out any secrets, but he knows now most of these leaks are coming from our own government.
Well, of course. But I'm just telling you, for everybody that thinks there might be one speck of truth to what Hillary says about Russia doing this WikiLeaks thing, being behind it, if you believe that, then you need to go and show me or show Alex or show yourself where our government has filed one complaint to the UN. And remember, she is saying essentially, Alex, that Russia has tapped in to our State Department's computer network. That's basically invading America. But there's not one complaint filed because they know it's 100% bull. They
sure, let me ask you this question. What does it signify Russia sending its fleet in? They're setting one a no-fly zone. Could the October surprise be trying to start a larger regional war? I mean, they admit that's the plan with Russia. Are they bold enough to do that?
No. This is...
Well, that's what I've been told by Steve Pachinik and also some retired generals that are recently retired. They said the military is not going to follow that order.
No. Well, number one, Alex, you have to understand our military is not in shape to engage in any kind of conflict with Russia, even at a tactical level or theater level. We're not going to do it. No officer in the military is going to square off. That's why this whole no-fly crap that they're putting out, we need to... Hillary's sitting there saying, and Trump ought to say this to her. All right, Hillary, you say we ought to set up a no-fly zone over Syria, over parts of Syria, all right? What are you going to do, Hillary, if one of our jets is up there in the no-fly zone and here comes a Russian jet?
Well, her answer is use missiles to shoot down the jets. Well, then they just attack our aircraft carriers.
That's right. You just declared war. It'll be tit for tat, and tit for tat means, just like you say, we pop a jet, they'll pop one of our ships in the Mediterranean. Now, it's just all bogus. It's all stuff to try to hooter us up. What they're trying to do with all of this Russian stuff, Alex, is to try to put the fear into the population and say, golly, this world's a dangerous world.
Yeah, and they ought to be scared because Hillary's the one pushing
like Trump.
She's the one pushing it into us, though. She's the one causing it.
But now, the thing that is disturbing to me after the debate, now, folks, you're going to see the grand finale. For the next 19 days, they are going to spend every second of media time that they can get their hands on telling you Trump cannot win. I'm going to give you anecdotal, a little thing I just got. I'm not going to say who it was or where it was, but a person in North Carolina went and cast a vote. He talked to a poll watcher that was there, just asked, you know, kind of how's it going? And the poll watcher in North Carolina, this is North Carolina, remember where Hillary's taking over, right? She's taking it over. Said that the voting thus far seemed to be, and he had been there since it opened this morning, voting thus far was somewhere around 2-1 for Trump.
Oh, it's a total landslide.
Maybe 3-1 towards Trump. Now, folks, I know that's anecdotal, but I assure you, Alex, you're talking to a guy that helped invent most of the dirty tricks that they use. I'm telling you, I know.
No, listen, we know that real internal polling has him 10, 15 points ahead. Conservatively, there's a total landslide happening. So how do they counter that? Just the hoax to convince us he's going to lose. So when they try to steal it, it seems plausible.
It's all to get the numbers up so that they kick in massive voter fraud and these votes come in and it's justified. If they were showing us real polling data, they couldn't use the voter fraud that they're planning to use as massively as they're planning to use it.
Let me ask you this. What happens when in 10 battleground states, we have people everywhere, and let's say early that day, by noon, we've already got 10, 15 videos up. It's going to happen. We already know because the Democrats don't care. They're moving forward with trucks and buses, but not so much buses because I know we're looking for that, vans, taking people to polling spot, stealing elections. What happens is that's coming out on the Internet.
Alex, that day if people will call me or call your office, but they must do it while it's going on. You can call me, folks, at 440-897-0611. You call me if you don't want to call Alex. But, folks, we got to know as it's going down. See, the flaw in their system, Alex, is local law enforcement. Oh, yeah, they got national stuff covered. But they don't control the local law enforcement. We catch that stuff going on as it's happening. We can shut that election down. Not to mention the fact that Trump is the first person we've ever had in recent modern times that if he is given that information, he has the power and will push it to the extreme.
Wasn't it epic? In fact, I want to play this clip of him pointing his finger at Hillary and saying, you know, we've caught you doing all this, but also, you know, the reason I know they're going to steal the election is they have millions on the voter rolls that shouldn't be there, and this lady is a criminal and shouldn't even be up there. She should be indicted. Here's Donald Trump last night.
This bucket about fitness to be president, there's been a lot of developments over the last 10 days since the last debate. I'd like to ask you about them. These are questions that the American people have. Secretary Clinton, during your 2009 Senate confirmation hearing, you promised to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest with your dealing with the Clinton Foundation while you were Secretary of State. But emails show that donors got special access to you. Those seeking grants for Haiti relief were considered separately from non-donors, and some of those donors got government contracts, taxpayer money. Can you really say that you kept your pledge to that Senate committee? And why isn't what happened and what went on between you and the Clinton Foundation, why isn't it what Mr. Trump calls pay to play?
Well, everything I did as Secretary of State was in furtherance of our country's interests and our values. The State Department has said that. I think that's been proven. But I am happy. In fact, I'm thrilled to talk about the Clinton Foundation.
Now we actually played this clip, which is fine. We do that. But that's getting into the whole her denying she did all this. She's all been caught. It's been proved now in the new WikiLeaks that Obama knew he was using a fake name, a pen name, a nom de plume with her. He's now been caught lying to the public. I mean, how can she survive the tens of thousands of emails, each one basically being a felony, Larry? I'm going to queue up the other clip, too. But, I mean, how does she survive this?
She survives it by what they've done. Who are you going to call? Alex, that's the key to the Clinton trick.
And that's what their people say, and they're having all these folks vote over and over again. They said, look, we run the feds now. We run the media. They can't stop us.
Who are you going to call? You going to call the Justice Department? You going to call the FBI? Who are you going to call? She can sit there and say stuff like that, knowing that it's not even remote.
I agree with you, but if we catch him stealing the election, have 100 videos of it, and she still gets in, she's done.
If she gets in, we're done.
All right, let me play the next clip. Let me play the next clip that I mentioned to get your take on this. Here's Trump going after her last night.
I want to ask you about one last question in this topic. You have been warning at rallies recently that this election is rigged and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you. Your running mate, Governor Pence, pledged on Sunday that he and you, his words, will absolutely accept the result of this election. Today, your daughter Ivanka said the same thing. I want to ask you here on the stage tonight, do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time. What I've seen is so bad. First of all, the media is so dishonest and so corrupt, and the pile-on is so amazing. The New York Times actually wrote an article about it, that they don't even care. It's so dishonest, and they poisoned the minds of the voters. But unfortunately for them, I think the voters are seeing through it. I think they're going to see through it. We'll find out on November 8th, but I think they're going to see through it.
But, sir, there's
if you look, excuse me, Chris, if you look at your voter rolls, you will see millions of people that are registered to vote. Millions. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from Pew Report and other places. Millions of people that are registered to vote that shouldn't be registered to vote. So let me just give you one other thing. So I talk about the corrupt media. I talk about the millions of people. Tell you one other thing. She shouldn't be allowed to run. She's guilty of a very, very serious crime. She should not be allowed to run. And just in that respect, I say it's rigged. Because she she should never have been allowed to run for the presidency based on what she did with emails and so many other things.
But, sir, there is a tradition in this country. In fact, one of the prides of this country is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner. Not saying that you're necessarily going to be the loser or the winner, but that the loser concedes to the winner, and that the country comes together in part for the good of the country. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Now, Chris Wallace was not completely fair. He interrupted a little bit more and was a little bit harder on Trump. But I give him an A+. Compared to other debates, it was stellar. So I was.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Alex. He set Trump up. I'll never again believe Chris Wallace to be fair, middle of the road, or whatever. That was a setup question. If Trump had have taken the bait and have said, yes, you know, I'll go with the election, why would you agree at this point in the face of all the videos that are out there of them joking and laughing and telling in specificity how they're going to rig the elections? Why would you dare?
I guess I get your point, but I'm saying compared to the others, he was a lot better. But you're right.
Oh, yeah.
He was setting them up to make the whole debate, which they've done, about that statement. But I think it's backfiring because everybody knows Al Gore challenged it. It went to the Supreme Court 15 right. years ago. Everybody knows. Right. That this is real, so I don't think it's going well for him.
Well, what I want to know here again, when you get involved in who you're going to call, Alex, why is the guy that has been fired or whatever that was on video stating how they were going to rig it and talking about the bringing in the vans?
Why hasn't he been hauled in by the FBI?
Right, that is conspiracy to commit a federal crime.
It's racketeering. It is conspiracy to suppress the voting rights, which is what racketeering was basically brought in for, as you know.
Well, it certainly qualifies under Title 18, which is racketeering. I mean, why is this guy not under arrest right now? Why is the FBI not querying him?
The Democrats have established a racketeering operation. They say to take over the legislatures, to overthrow the country, and to become our absolute rulers. These guys should be in a room with police with phone books right now.
Let me tell you about Arkansas. You know why we were able to do what we did in Arkansas? Because the Stevens brothers set it up with the Clintons. Where if you wanted to run for county sheriff in Humnoak Town somewhere in Arkansas, you didn't get elected unless you were approved by the Stevenses. You didn't get to be dog catcher unless you were approved by.
And aren't they the ones that own a bunch of newspapers and stuff?
They do. They did. I don't know if they.
Well, I never said this. I had them make a run at me if I remember correctly about 10 years ago. They're a piece of work.
Yes, they are. You know, I'll give you one. Mike Reagan was doing very well, and then his contract was up, and he was bragging to me that he had a chance to go with this other network and found out it was owned by the Stevenses. I said, you better not. Well, he did, and it wasn't 6 months until he was off the air. So, listen, in Arkansas, if you control everything, Alex, if you control law enforcement, if you control the media, if you control the dog catchers, if you control the county courthouses, you can do anything you want to do because there's nothing the people can do to stop it. Now, they're moving. This is, Bill tried. Bill didn't quite complete the Arkansas cabal. He didn't
But this election has been a beta test. Will the media lie? Will they serve? Will the federal law enforcement do what they're told? And yes, we now know they're ready to go to any level. They'll do anything they're told. They will follow any order. They are ready to perfect the tyranny and kill the republic. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And if you don't believe it's real, go back to Arkansas in those days. It's absolute. It's absolute control. And anybody that dare to challenge them, they've got the FBI. The FBI avails them to raw data files so they can find out, Alex, anything about you and anything they don't know about you. Or if you're super clean, they'll make it up. As you have seen, they have the media that will go with the smear story if there's not an ounce of truth in it. They will destroy you. they will destroy you, and they will put you in jail. If you're a problem, you're going to jail because they control the prosecutors. And by the way, you catch them in a, let's say, a case of, Title 18, looks like Title 18 felony, conspiring to commit voter fraud at a national level. Who are you going to call? Tell me a federal prosecutor we can contact right now.
And by the way, it's open and shut. These guys are all going to jail, the whole chain of command, but nothing will happen because Loretta Lynch is living like 50 years ago in some weird race world. Meanwhile, her goddess is about to cause World War III. These people are nuts.
Well, and then we've got our safety valve, right? Congress. We've got Congress. You've already seen Congress can hold hearing after hearing after hearing. But here's what you got to ask. When they hold all these hearings, looking into Hillary and the emails and in the Katrina fraud, you know, when all these contractors are getting all that, tell me after the hearings what happened.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So you're telling me if we don't get Donald Trump in there to quote-unquote drain the swamp, nothing's going to happen? Nothing. All the politics.
Well, it's going to get a lot worse. And they want to mop up and secure their kingdom. I want to take a few phone calls from Mike and Joshua and Carl and Mary and B and others here with Larry Nichols. But we're not trying to scare you, folks. You know it's real. It's all in the emails. And it's just a hellish world. You know, the good news is Bill Clinton and Hillary's health is coming down the line, but they got other evil scum behind them ready to take over. And it really is sad to see this country so cursed. But we did kill 55 million unborn babies. And so, in a way, if we go down this road in a sick way, we deserve it. I want to see it turn around, but it is what it is. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Idaho. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Larry Nichols.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I just read a news article yesterday in New Times. It was also on Reddit and a couple other sites. Hillary Clinton just moved all the money from the Clinton Foundation to banks in Qatar. It sounds to me like she's getting ready to take the money and run because she's going to lose. Also, she just gave up our nuclear response times in the debate yesterday.
Sure did. Did you hear it? I heard it.
I heard it, too. Larry, why do you think she walks around with that weird Joker smile? I've never seen anybody that looks more like a rubber-faced person. Was she like that when you knew her?
Well, she wasn't quite as old as she is now, but she wears that smile because it's basically glued on her. It's glued on her. Hillary's normal demeanor, if you're around her, you'll never see that smile. That's not Hillary. You can be around her with friends. She don't smile, Alex. That is a makeup face. That's where they go in with the cake powder. That's where they go in with the adhesive. And they, just like you're saying, that Joker, I mean, that's about what it is. It's an adhesive, glued-on face. She doesn't smile. She doesn't smile.
What makes her happy? I mean, at least there's some humanity in her that she likes sex.
What makes her happy? Power. Power. She gets the greatest joy in her life when she can prove that she has power.
That's right. When she said, I came, I saw, he died, she looked real for a minute and kind of just convulsed with pleasure. Like, you know, I'm failing a whole country. She admits, I'm killing all these people. Just, I'm murdering. Kind of like Madeleine Albright. I murdered 500,000 kids. All the blood's all over them. Oh, they love it.
And it's power. It's power. That's it.
They're blood bathers. They, you know, exactly. Well, we'll be back in 70 seconds. Mike, great point. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.